Less than 2 weeks shy of 1 year on from his election as Bishop of Rome, Pope Francis describes himself as a man who laughs, cries, sleeps well, and has friends like everyone else. It is the self-description the Holy Father offered to the editor-in-chief of the Italian daily Corriere della Sera, Ferruccio De Bortoli, in an interview appearing in the paper's Wednesday, March 5th edition. The Pope's wide-ranging conversation with the veteran journalist covers themes from bioethics to styles and modes of church governance to his friendship with and esteem for his predecessor, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Some of the strongest remarks concerned the role of women in the church. It is true that women can and ought to be more present in the places where the church's decisions are made, said Pope Francis. This, however, I would call a promotion of a functional type. Only in this way we do not get very far. The Holy Father went on to say, we need to consider that the church takes the feminine article. She is feminine in her very origins. Asked whether it might be perhaps time to take up once again the question of artificial means of birth control, Pope Francis praised his predecessor, Paul VI, who authored the encyclical Humanae Vitae, saying his genius proved prophetic. He had the courage to stand against the majority, to defend moral discipline, to exercise a sort of brake on the culture, to oppose both present and future neo-Malthusianism. The Holy Father went on to explain, the question is not that of changing doctrine, but of going into the depths and ensuring that pastoral efforts take into account people's situations and that which it is really possible for people to do. Again, the full interview is available in Italian in the Wednesday, March 5th edition of the Corriere della Sera. I'm Chris Altieri.